As we welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show, let's say hello to BBJ.
What's up?
Yesterday, I revealed I had made a list of non-negotiables for myself for this year. Meaning, I'm not, for instance, going to have any Diet Cokes, and that is not negotiable. If I start to crave one or see one in the fridge, I have to go, oh, look at my phone, not negotiable, can't have it. There's no Diet Coke, period. That's it.
What's something that is negotiable?
Bear Bells.
Yeah.
I intentionally left those off. I don't want to have many. Also, I was thinking about going no screen in the bedroom when I go to sleep. No television.
Ooh.
But.
And that's your wife.
My wife. Yeah.
That's not a, what do they call it, unilateral decision.
Correct. And that. So I left it off my non-negotiable list. And I thought to myself, plus I'm not going to punish myself that much. I weigh every morning, period. That's a non-negotiable. I'm stepping on a scale. I want to see.
What if we're on break?
Still doing it. That's the thing. It's not negotiable. You know?
How? What if you're traveling out of town?
Oh, I see what you mean. I'm taking my scale. I haven't even thought about that. I have to take my scale with me.
Explain that to TSA.
That's right.
It's a good point.
It's on my phone. I can't. I have to travel with it.
It's not for drugs.
No.
No, it's not at all. Not for drugs.
No, it's a human scale. It's not one of those little ones.
That's right.
BB Shea, I challenge you to come up with some non-negotiables. Yeah. You've done some.
I got a few. Yeah, absolutely.
What do you have? This is for you for this year.
Number one, cook at home at least 3 nights a week.
I love that.
I eat out way too much, spend too much money on food, so I'm going to do that.
Very good.
Number two, get glazed as much as possible.
I love that.
I don't get glazed much, especially when I'm here. It's refreshing.
Yeah, you need a good glazing.
Some people around here can give you some tips.
I'm sure.
Yeah, they can do a TED talk.
Yeah, I had a few of those.
Read at least 30 minutes a day.
Oh my God, I love that.
I'm in a big reading phase right now.
Good for you.
How do you define reading?
Reading a physical
an actual book.
This audiobook stuff, I'm not into it.
Good for you.
Yeah,
man, that's a challenge now. That much a day, non-negotiable.
Next one, only one plate of food during our Tuesday meeting, unless there's Oreo cheesecake, then I'm having multiples.
That's okay. That's a little negotiation there.
That's negotiable.
That's a negotiable.
Let's see. No seconds at lunch.
Yeah. Baby steps. You got to take baby steps.
It's not Thanksgiving. It's baby lunch.
That's right.
I got three more. One, reach my deductible.
Ah.
Yeah.
You'll get there.
Yeah. Biggie's trying to go less. I'm trying to go more.
You're talking about a TED talk here.
Let's bring back the gout.
Yeah.
I know someone who can give you some tips on that.
This guy.
Have the second plate.
Yeah. You'll get your deductible.
Watch more old irrelevant movies so I can understand y'all's old references.
Right? I like that.
And I want to expand my vocabulary. You know, Chris Dim dropped raison d'etre on us last year.
Yeah.
I want to be able to throw more stuff like that around.
He did do a raison d'etre. He was like all over that now. He'll do that to you.
I've seen her dance.
Really good. That's great. I love it.
Yeah.
Let's hold each other accountable.
Very good list.
Zach is on the line. He gets to play Pyramid tonight. This is the theme, all songs Chris Dim hates. One of them he doesn't even know he hates, but he does because it was a put up or shut up game question recently. Zach, you want BB Shea to play for you today? Chris Dim or Biggie?
Well, let the glazing begin. I want BB Shea. I love that guy. He's the best.
Look at this. You're already. It's not negotiable. Jason, you can have Biggie or Chris Dim. Who you got?
We're going to go with the big man, Biggie.
The big man is chosen today. And Chris Dim, the third draft choice. These are songs he hates. And Tim will be your partner today. Tim, you got Chris Dim today.
Well, that's all right, I guess.
Okay. All right. Let's see what happens.
Could not agree more.
Okay. We'll have BB Shea and Zach start us off. These are the categories. It's always now inside these songs, lyrics, words in the lyrics of the song. The songs are I Knew I Loved You by Savage Garden. That's the one BB Shea and I loved.
Love it.
But Chris Dim said he hated it when we played the Put Up or Shut Up game.
All right. I don't recognize
you don't know
the title.
It. I know. River of Dreams, Billy Joel.
Oof.
Shakedown, Bob Seger. Faithfully by Journey. Working for the Weekend, Loverboy. And Rosanna by Toto. BB Shea, which of those would you like?
Let's go with my favorite, I Knew I Loved You.
I Knew I Loved You. These are words in the lyrics of the song I Knew I Loved You by Savage Garden. You'll have 30 seconds to get Zach to say all of these, all seven. If you make a mistake, you'll hear this, cuckoo, and have to move to the next. Zach, are you ready?
Ready.
On your mark. Get set. Go.
Another word for a companion. Your best?
Friend.
Yes. These are up in heaven. They're white. They fly.
Angels.
Yes. Not sane, but?
Crazy.
Yes. This is in the, not the past, but the?
Present. Future.
Yes. I ask a, it's a,
question.
Yes. Okay. After 999 is?
1,000.
Yes. Blank replay in sport.
Ooh, very good clue. Instant. That's tough. Very That's tough. Nice clue, though. Instant. Right. And this is the song Chris Dem doesn't like it. He hates it. He don't know that he hates it.
Oh, I hate it.
He doesn't.
Now I do.
Savage Garden is the band that sings it.
Dumb six, name.
Six is the score here.
There's nothing savage about this.
It's really not.
No.
It's they more were like Zen Garden.
Yeah.
They were very misnamed.
Yeah.
Very.
They had another hit. Remember, the question was about this song. Like, the other guy said, we need a hit like the sappy one you wrote. And they were like, fine, we'll write an even sappier one, sort of as a diss to this record company. And it went huge. You know, this is it. Okay. Biggie, you can have River of Dreams, Shakedown, Faithfully, Working for the Weekend, or Rosanna. Which would you like?
Well, I personally love this list. But I'm going to start with Rosanna.
Rosanna by Toto. You have to get your partner, Jason, to say all seven words in the lyrics of the song Rosanna by Toto in 30 seconds. Six is the score to beat so far. Jason, are you ready?
Yes.
Good luck to you. On your mark. Get set. Go.
Not nighttime, but this
day.
No, earlier, very early in the day.
Morning.
Yes.
Morning.
Not a boy, but a
girl.
Yes. When you're not asleep, you're this
awake.
Yes. Skip that for right now. You roll this down in your car.
Window.
Yes. When you have to make a deal with someone, you kind of meet in the middle. Another word for that.
Compromise.
Yes.
Very good. Wow. On compromise. Good.
Count it. Count it.
Five. Five is how many you got. Skipped year and skipped care. Both of those were there. 6-5 is the score. Compromise was the last one, and you got it. Very nice. And we go to Tim and Chris Dem. They are next. Chris Dem chooses. You can have River of Dreams, Shakedown, Faithfully, or Working for the Weekend. Which would you like?
Tim and I will start with Shakedown.
Shakedown.
Good choice.
Bob Seger. I am a fan as well. Okay. Tim, he's going to 30 seconds now to describe these words in the lyrics of the song Shakedown by Bob Seger. Tim, are you ready?
Yes.
On your mark.
Get set.
Go.
Not up, but
down.
Yeah. Daytona 500 is a type of
NASCAR.
No, it's a. He said.
Oh, yeah, he said.
Not the bottom, but the
top.
Yep. Bees make this in a hive.
Honey.
Yeah. Smaller than a city, bigger than a village.
Town.
Yes. This is someone who stands watch outside a castle. They are the
guard.
Yes, and this is
soldier.
Yes. Blank house. Don't dream it's over.
Oh. Ooh. Crowded.
I didn't hear no buzz.
Good clue.
I didn't hear no buzz.
I heard buzz. Six.
I'm going to have to get you one of those light systems. It'll be like an open mic night at a comedy club. They can splash you at 5 minutes.
Get off.
Wrap it up, Chief.
This song cooks.
I love this song.
Cooks.
God damn. This song cooks.
Stop trying to make cook happen. Boy.
I agree. This is totally cooked.
This song is cooked.
Love it.
It's great.
I agree. Beverly Hills Cop 2, I believe.
Yeah.
Cop 2.
Down, yeah. Okay, Jason, you're next. Now, you're only trained by one. 6-5 is the score. And, Jason, you can have River of Dreams, Faithfully, or Working for the Weekend. Which would you like?
Still Working for the Weekend.
Working for the Weekend. This is by Loverboy. There are seven words in the lyrics here. Biggie will try to get you to say all seven. You're trailing by just one. And again, the song is Working for the Weekend by Loverboy. Here we go. 30 seconds on your mark. Get set. Go.
Not left, but
right.
Yes. There's first place, then there's
second place.
Yes. The ocean is very this. All the way down, it's very
deep.
Yes. When you're about to begin something, another word for that, you are getting ready to, another word for beginning. Like you do this too. You turn on your car. You do this. Yes. If it's not old, it's this, the opposite of old.
New.
Yes. This New. Is a TV blank. You're what?
Five.
Yeah.
Another five. Had trouble with start. And then didn't get to romance or show.
Five.
That's a 10 total. Not sure you've done enough. We'll see.
Yeah.
Zach and BB Shay get to go next. They are down to River of Dreams or Working for the Weekend. Zach, which of those would you like? River of Dreams or Working for the Weekend? Oh, I'm sorry. Faithfully. Yeah. River of Dreams or Faithfully?
Okay. Faithfully.
Faithfully, it is. All right. These are words in the lyrics to the song Faithfully by Journey. All right. We're going to kill Working for the Weekend there, and you'll have 30 seconds, BB Shay. Are you ready?
Yep.
30 seconds on your mark. Get set. Go.
This is what rises in the morning.
Done.
Yes. They come to birthdays. They got makeup on their face. They're funny.
Clown.
Yes. You live in the house with your daughter, your husband, your wife. It's your
family.
Yes. You drive down this
street, car.
Yes. This is a big tent where there are clowns and elephants and stuff.
Circus, but, big top.
Yeah. If you're not familiar with them, they are a
stranger.
Yes.
Yes. On nice. The buzzer. Nicely done. Six. That's a 12 for BB Shay and Zach. Just got strangers at the last second.
Good job, Zach.
Nicely played. So we have a score of 12-10 for Jason and Biggie. So Jason is eliminated here. And that means Kristen will go to River of Dreams.
Of course.
It always comes back to Billy Joel. River of Dreams. Tim, Kristen will have 30 seconds to get you to say 6 to tie, 7 to win. Are you ready, Tim?
Woo. Yes.
All right, 30 seconds. These are all words in the lyrics of the song River of Dreams by Billy Joel. On your mark, get set, go.
When you don't win, you
lose.
Yeah. Slower than running, you are
jogging.
No, slower.
Walking.
Yes. The Blue Ridge, the Smokies, they're all
mountains.
Yes. This is another word for the beach. The sea.
Coast.
Another word.
Sure.
Yes. This is not your heart, but do you feel it deep down in your
soul?
Yes. Not to the left, not to the right, but right in the
middle.
Yes. If you're not sure about something, you have
in the middle of the night. 6-6 or 12-12 now.
Yes.
Okay.
You know what this means.
You know what this means now. It's exciting. Christian will write down for me now the one he hates most of all of these. And Zach, we'll let you guess first. This is for the game. You have to guess which one Chris Dim hates the most. If you get it right, you win. He hates all of those songs. So we have River of Dreams. We have I Knew I Loved You. We have Shakedown, Faithfully, Working for the Weekend, and Rosanna. Zach, which does he hate most, do you say?
I'm going to say I Knew I Loved You.
Chris Dim, that's incorrect. Sorry, that's incorrect. If you get it right, Tim, you're a winner. Which does he hate most? I Knew I Love You has been eliminated. Which would you like to say, Tim?
Shakedown.
Shakedown.
Incorrect.
He's saying no to that. Oh, sorry. That means we go back over to Zach. Zach, now you don't have Shakedown. You don't have I Knew I Loved You. Which of the other four do you think he hates most?
River of Dreams.
River of Dreams. In the middle of the night. Yes.
That's my favorite.
From the mountains. I don't know how you hate any of these.
That's my favorite.
This song cooks.
Yeah. Isn't it true that even Billy Joel hates this song? I think he was told, like, you need a hit. And he goes, I'm going up straight right now.
Is this what you want?
Yeah, actually, that is what we want.